First, everything that we live in our life, God has a complete knowledge of, without a shadow of doubt. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have this knowledge because He is the all-knowing. We notice in the story of Prophet Khidr and Prophet Musa, that Prophet Khidr tells Prophet Musa, for you to have knowledge of the unseen, you first need to have the willingness to take it. Second, you need to have the patience to bear it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Imam al-Husayn through the Prophet, gave him knowledge of what would happen in Karbala, it was only because Imam al-Husayn had reached such a level that he had the patience that was looking more at death being a bridge than death being the end. So Imam al-Husayn was given knowledge of the unseen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew he could handle that sacred responsibility. He knew he had to go to Karbala, but it did not mean that he did not approach Karbala with a manner of service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when people say it was predestined, yes. But something being predestined, when Allah gives you knowledge of it, the only reason He gives you knowledge before it happens was because He knows you can handle the knowledge, number one. Number two, when Prophet Muhammad taught us to cry, it's because you cry for three reasons. You cry either because you've recognized something is a happy occasion. They're known as tears of joy. You cry when it's a sad occasion. So the tears of sadness. Third reason the human cries is when he hears the truth. Whenever you hear the truth, you cry. For example, in the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah 5, verse 83, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Christians where He says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى عَيْنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. He says, when they hear what has come down to our Prophet Muhammad, you see their eyes overflow with tears. The reason is because they recognize that Muhammad is Haqq. And they recognize his message is Haqq. They recognize he is the truth and his message is the truth. Therefore, you cry when you hear the truth. Rasulullah, if he thought crying was bad, he would never have narrated to us what the Quran narrates about Nabi Ya'qub crying for Nabi Yusuf. Nor would he have told us that there is a year called the year of grief for when Khadija and when Abu Talib died. He would not have told us to cry for Hamza. When he said there's no one to cry, I want a group of people to cry for Hamza. And we find the hadith of Ahlul Bayt where they tell us, فَعَلَى مِثْلَ الْحُسَيْنِ فَلْيَبْكِ الْبَاكُونَ. For someone like Hussein, those who cry should cry. فَإِنَّهُ يَحَطُّ الذُّنُوبَ الْأَبَارِ. For it purifies even the worst of sins. So in the crying for Imam Hussein, you keep the heart beating. Because as Imam says, إِنَّ لِقَتْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ حَرَارَةٌ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَا تَبْرُدُ أَبَدًا. In the killing of Imam Hussein and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, there is a heat in the heart of the Muslim that will never subside.
Knowing that he was going to be killed is concerning his iman of knowledge. But according to the people, it has to act with what are the reasons coming to it. Second of all, Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not leave his family so he could be killed and tortured over. Imam Hussein alayhi salam took his family because each one of his family had a role to apply. So every single person of us, after that, he would reflect on Karbala, saying like what? Let's say, for example, Imam Hussein when he martyred at the age of what, 63, right? So at 63 years old, one can say, I still have a chance to make a difference in the world. Not die, basically, because our religion is a religion of peace. It's not a religion of battles, and it's not a religion of war. as a religion of peace. So if I need to reflect myself, if I need to make a difference, I can. You know, Prophet ﷺ did it at the age of 63. I'm still young. And the hadith that says, Al-Hassan and Hussein are the chiefs of the youth of the paradise. Meaning what? You know, Hussein died as a youth too. Right? So only in the 63 can reflect on that. Sayyidina Zainab, alayhi salam. You know what was the role? It's the role that us Muslims should take to or not nowadays. It's the media. Women do not battle in Islam unless it's a very, very, very unique situation. So who knows, Lady Zainab, alayhi salam, her role was to reflect whatever happened in Ashura and spread it around. That was the media. That's the woman's role. That's why Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam, this is subhanAllah how they explain each other, sounds related as Zainab and Yani Muhammad Zainab and Ta'alim al-Ali Mu'allah means you are knowledgeable without being taught. Thank you.